Warning, warning. Two idiots are trapped in the back rooms. Please cover your ears and await further instructions.
Hello. Welcome back to a very special episode of Discovery SCP. We like to have fun on this podcast. We like to make jokes, sometimes make light of situations. Sometimes it's time to get serious. Mm-hmm. And in our communities recently, there's been a lot of drugs. What I'm here to say right now, kids, is just say no.
I'm going to be the devil on your shoulder, kids. Devil's advocate, just because I feel like we should hear all sides of the story here. I think you should increase the number of drugs you're doing greatly.
Actually, now you mentioned, like, I can say that they're bad, and I believe they're bad, but, like, you need to make an informed decision to do that. You need to try the drug at least once.
So just try
maybe a couple of times. Just so, because you know, if you take it just once, that and it, you didn't agree with that, could be like a bad batch, to be honest. So
yeah, or like a bad first impression. Which so you is need, not a, it's like when it's you like, it's try like, to show someone an anime and they
exactly free
episode service.
I was gonna say like the free episode test for anime.
Yeah, exactly.
The free dosage test.
The three
drugs.
Times you try ecstasy.
Exactly. You know, maybe you'll come to like it.
Jokes aside, unless you are like an adult and like careful with that stuff, you shouldn't do drugs. Especially the one in the SCP community.
Wink.
Most of y'all can't even drive. You can't handle drugs. I'm just going to be real. Wink. But we are back with Backrooms. Also, I want to note and apologize. We do have a guest
I'm happy that you're finally apologizing to me. I think it's very big.
Not to you. You deserve no apologies. Ever since the Among Us SCP, you deserve nothing.
What? You defended me! You defended that!
I defended Among Us as a concept. I did not defend when you pushed back recording to write Among Us.
You did. Don't lie to me.
You said yourself.
Gaslight!
You said yourself I was the only one who was allowed to be mad about Among Us because you fucking pushed back the recording time to write it.
I don't remember that. I doubt it happened.
Do you really not?
I do remember it, but I doubt it happened.
What?
Are you okay?
What does that mean?
You said you're tired, so I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
You doubt your own mind. No, I was apologizing. So there was a guest we were going to have on, but I forgot we were still in the middle of this article, and the time zones are a bit wonky with them, but we are going to have them next week is the plan. Please get excited and look forward to that. It's something I think... I'm so sorry. And I'm
apologizing.
That
was gross. It's so repulsive to me. Almost vomited.
Yeah, please edit that whole section out, Anomalous.
The whole section?
Yes.
Do you have to do the intro again?
No, god damn it! Stop making it hard for Anomalous to understand my request! I hit you.
You hit me?
No. I give up.
No, don't defeated. Give up. There's so much left you have to do.
Anyways, so that guest, if you're a long-term member of our community and you're familiar with the people around, you will know who they are when they come on, and it's going to be a good time. But, for now, we have to finish up this Backrooms article, and then I think after today, we'll be done with the Backrooms. I think that will be our break. I had a big talk about SCP, by the way, with a bunch of people on the server, and I was like, I think I really do like SCPs. I think I just had, I think just the whole Milk Jesus thing kind of like put me off to the community for a while, but like as a whole, I think I like SCP more than I realized. Because, like, I get in conversations with people not in the community, and, like, they mention SCP or a vague interest, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you should write, oh, here's these articles, you should read all this, yada yada.
Yes,
also, this was the most embarrassing thing of all time, Tan.
Tell me that.
So I was in my Pathfinder campaign, right? And we're trying to deal with this werewolf, and the werewolf is of a CR that is much higher than our party's level. I think we are, like, level 4. The werewolf's, like, meant for a party of level 7s. So we're trying to think of ways to, like, not have our whole kingdom, which is just a small town right now, eaten by this werewolf. And I mentioned, like, because they were talking about melting down silver to make, like, a shitty version of silvered weapons by dipping. And I was like, what if we melt down a bunch of silver coins?
Oh, I think I read this, yeah.
Paint it over a room to keep the werewolf out like a Faraday cage. And then, because these are the guys I've been playing with at work for the last several campaigns, they go, you bring up Faraday cages every campaign. And I was like, what? No, I don't. And they're like, yeah, you brought it up in Hunter, you brought it up in Delta Green, you brought it up in fucking Pathfinder. And I didn't realize. I was so embarrassed. Like, they were teasing. It was all love. But I was like, oh my god, I'm the fucking SCP guy.
In fact,
that's just who I am.
Contaminated.
And you know what the worst part is? On the Worm RP, I also made a Faraday cage. Love. I put tinfoil all over the room like in The Boys. It's so over. It's never been more over. But yeah, I think after today, we'll be back on the wiki. It'll be exciting. Maybe we'll even do some Wanderer's Library stuff. Who can say? Yeah. But for now, let's finish up this article, shall we?
Shall we? Yes, absolutely. Entity first. Have you got a link? It was about Mother.
Yeah, this is offset 2 of Mother. This is like the end of Mother.
Yeah, this is the end of Evangelion. End of Mother.
Is that what it's about?
In some aspects.
I have to be honest, I've never watched more than like half of the original TV show of Evangelion. I don't know all the lore.
I've watched the entire thing. I don't know all the lore.
Yeah. I'll have to have like Dune make a commentary track for me and then watch it with that over it so I can understand it. But anyway, urgent notice, Smile?
Absolutely. Urgent notice. The previous revision of file Entity 30 was corrupted, its information having been heavily altered. The entity in question is believed to be directly responsible for this, with the likely goal of luring more wanderers into its domain. Its domain? Black Flash! Its
domain? So stupid.
Have you been keeping up, by the way? I'm not going to spoil JJK in this podcast.
I have been keeping up. Did you see what Yuji did?
I did, yeah. As such, this entry is now restricted behind an encryption, which Entity 30 should be incapable of breaching. My encryption-breaking technique. I haven't used that since then.
He's just hacking on the laptop. The Gojo, your security's wide open.
Fucking backroom Entity 30 versus like SCP-173, the strongest anomaly in history, versus the strongest anomaly of today. As such, as entry is now restricted behind encryption, which Entity 30 should be incapable of breaching. The corrupted revisions mean to deter Entity 30 from attempting to corrupt the true entry. Please disregard any information from the previous revision and proceed with caution to the true entry. The Meg.
I gotta be honest.
Shut up, Meg.
Enough about true endings. I need true entries, true beginnings.
Wow. Imagine that. Imagine, like, you read a story. It's like, hey, remember that prologue? That was bullshit. That never happened. Is it a real prologue?
Aetherial space be like.
What do you mean, aetherial space be like?
False prologue.
Yeah, but it still happened.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was only just a dream. He was sleeping the whole time, right? That was the plot.
You're sleeping. You're sleeping if you think you stand a ghost of a chance against me.
Okay, Kaiba. Come on.
That's not Kaiba, actually. That was the nightmare. Like, Kaiba's
the nightmare
side.
Pretending to be Kaiba.
But Kaiba's evil
you
side.
You don't stand a ghost of a chance, you...
In the English dub, it was Kaiba's evil side, but in the original Japanese dub, it was just an evil clown. let's get it. Concord Entity Classification System. Entity ID, 30. Habitats, level 1.5. I've got a beef with this. Why have we got 0.5? Why is not just level 2?
Why are you a hater?
I'm just mean like in the ranking system, like in the level system, the numbering system, they've got these guys, this organization. No.
Habitats where the one, they live.
Yeah, but it's like they're naming the floors, surely.
I love how your idea. Look, I'll say this.
The point of a numbering system like this is
I'll say this once only. I'll admit you kind of have a point. With 13 out of 10. Not really, because fractions go over, but all right. I'm exceeding what the limit sets out. There are decimals between all the numbers. You
yes.
You don't get to just admit you only understand
okay.
elementary math.
No, what's the deal with this? I get privy to this is bullshit right now. Here's a scenario for you. Here's a scenario. You've just checked into a hotel. You go into the elevator. Let me read off the floor numbers. Floor 1. Floor 1.5. Floor 2.
Yeah, floor 1.5 is the crawl spaces between levels 1 and 2.
Fuck you.
It's what lurks between.
Fuck you. You would never see that.
Yeah, you would in a secret hideout, idiot.
Oh, fuck. It would
John
be...
Wick.
Fuck off.
John Wick has a decimal elevator, and you know it.
No, he doesn't.
You're so...
In his house? The elevator in his house?
Yeah, it goes up 0.2 increments at a time.
IETS 5A, that sounds dangerous, it's red. Class Spectrus. Properties. Rla. Unk. Agar.
RLA is reality. Unk is unique. Agar is aggressive.
Aaron Agar. Yas. Slay.
Why don't you read the description?
Do you think they slayed in Attack on Titan?
Yeah, they did. They killed a whole lot of those things. Did you watch it?
Yeah, but did they slay while doing it?
Yeah. Did you see their outfits? You know, I see more Attack on Titan outfits when I go to the gym on those rare, infrequent outings.
Well, they're serving crops, you know.
Than I see, like, any other anime. Maybe DBZ.
So, but, like, of please all the clarify, anime, do you mean, like, an Attack on Titan shirt or, like, Attack on Titan cosplay?
Like a shirt or a jacket. Okay. With the symbol I thought you meant like
people
corps.
In the fucking Survey Corps uniform.
No. But like of the people that wear anime shirts, they're almost all AOT.
Yeah, they've
like,
got a little too comfortable.
They got a little too comfortable. It is actually funny if you go to the gym and it's not just like a generic like suburb gym that there's a lot of people that are really into anime there.
We need to drive them back into the shadows a little bit.
I wouldn't pretend it's like the majority or lie to you, but like more people than you would think.
They need to remember that terror, quite frankly.
Alright, please continue.
Description. Entity 30, colloquially referred to as Mava, is a mysterious entity that seems to inhabit the core of level 1.5. Currently, there is no physical description attributed to the entity, which is described only through abstract feelings and sensation. However, for example, she's often compared to a thick and heavy weight in the air. She's thick. Primary Ooh. Source of information
what?
Available... What?
Hold on.
Sorry?
You said it, not me.
What'd I say? Mother?
You repeated something in a certain way.
Okay. The primary source of information available about Mother is from the account of a wanderer known by the alias of Chaos Raider 98, presumably his me. Xbox live tag. Supposedly, he'd accidentally discovered her habitat and recorded his exploration of it through logs.
So, honest question. Let's say you're in a situation like this, right? You go to the back rooms and you have your phone and there's like a secret back rooms account you can make. Would you name yourself like real name or something else? Or would you not just name yourself Tanhony again?
I probably name myself Tanhony again, to be honest.
Yeah, see? So
it's like fucking Batman being like, I don't call myself Bruce Wayne in my head.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think of yourself more as Tanhony or your real name?
I've lost sight of who I really am, to be honest. Like, my identity is in ruins. So, what's his next sentence? Supposedly, he accidentally discovered her habitat and recorded his exploration of it through logs before presumably meeting his demise at the hands of Mava.
Damn.
It's theorized. Oh, I wish I met my demise at the hands of Mava. It's theorized.
Oh my god! Are you horny? What is happening?
It's affecting me, the anomaly.
Tanhony MILF enjoyer? What is happening?
It is theorized that Chaos Raider was subjected to some form of mental influence by the entity when writing his final log, in an attempt to fool wanderers into accessing her level. Active efforts are underway to contain further attempts to modify and alter this entry, but has only led the entity to spread her instead spread her influence elsewhere in the database. If anomalies are discovered in any database entries, it is imperative to report them immediately. She couldn't get away with that on Wikipedia. Immediately, they'd be fucking edited back.
Man.
Behaviours. Mava has shown herself to be a highly intelligent and manipulative being, often attempting to deceive wanderers with misinformation about herself and the level she resides in. According to Chaos Raider 98's logs, Mava speaks in a calm and caring tone when communicating with her victims, who she refers to as her children, likely another tactic by which the entity lowers the guard of her victims. Despite the softness in her tone, her voice has been described as loud and unpleasant. I'm imagining Lois from Family Guy.
Tina!
You need to come to level 1.5!
Come to level 1.5! The one is fine! That's my lowest impression.
Thank you. I'm glad, thank you for sharing that with me.
Hey.
Do you want to hit mine?
Yeah.
Hold me! We'll continue.
Hold me!
What is it, Mark?
That's my part.
What is it, March?
March!
March, Dad! The entity lures wanderers deep into the core of her level before stripping them of their... Did you ever see that, Dead Bart? You read that?
No. Oh, yeah, we did. Right. We did on a thing.
So sad. Lures wanderers deep into the core of her level before stripping them of their bodies, which she then embeds into the walls. She has also been described as often psychologically torture wanderers by terrorizing them before they reach the core. She has been proven to be unpredictable and impossible to escape from.
Damn.
It is believed that Mother casts an influence over the level in the form of a magnetic pull, which compels wanderers to venture deeper towards its core. You, this guy, a scientist? What do you mean magnetic pull? These people made of metal? As Chaos Raider 98 described, he felt a desire to explore the level to its deepest points. Me too, bro. The exact degree to which Hover exerts control over the level.
Can I need you to bring it down like several notches?
Sorry. But keeps,
what is going on with opening you? Up these, you heard these mother and immediately activated a side of your sexuality I don't think anyone has or should see.
But the effects of her abilities upon the environment indicates that it is extensive. Further proof of her extended control lies within her frequent appearance in the dreams of the Wanderers who recorded their journey throughout level 1.5, in which she mocks and guilt-trips Wanderers into reaching the core of the level faster. That does really sound aren't coming to the core?
Wow, I guess you just don't love your mom.
I made burgers for all the kids.
Homie, get to the core!
There's a Duff beer for you.
Is that their famous beer in The Simpsons?
Yeah. You don't know? You don't know Duff beer?
No, I didn't watch The Last Simpsons. I was more of a King of the Hill, Babs Blue Ribbon.
I see, so you've not yet gained humanity. She's also capable of altering her victims' minds to a certain extent when attacking them, so as to render them defenseless and vulnerable. That must be what happened to me. My mind was altered, that's why I said those things. Lastly, Entity 30 is theorized to have a great control over the denizens of level 1.5, who seem to aid her in attempting to lure Wanderers. Instances of Mother's alterations in text. Approximately 2 days following the death of Chaos Raider 98, I assume they had a state funeral, MEG operative Jones attempted to access level 1.5 in order to retrieve Chaos Raider 98's belongings and find more information about the entities inhabiting the level. I'm just imagining this as a content warning playthrough.
Spoiler alert.
He's looking for the recording. Despite multiple recordings about doing so. After his departure, contact was lost, and Jones is now presumed dead. No, Agent Jonesy! However, several...
Fucking idiot.
It's Fortnite. He went to Fortnite Land.
That's where he teleported?
Yeah.
Isn't Fortnite like a perpetual, like, purgatory state?
Oh, yeah, it's like at the center of the universe, from what I understand.
Oh my god.
It's the axis around which the multiverse turns.
Mother pulled him into the core.
However, some of his belongings, including his phone, were found in level 1, just outside Base Alpha. Examining his phone allowed the MEG to find several messages, some of which were left unsent, presumably due to device malfunctions present at level 1.5. I've got a little problem with the world building of the backrooms here, to be honest. It's a little too organized for me.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just like, our team has found his belongings here, so it just feels like everything is too under control for my liking.
Yeah, I agree, because a whole section of the backrooms is this idea that you're very lost in this like repetitive place.
Exactly.
And they're able to very cleanly segment the levels and navigate them.
Well, it's not even that. It's like just a matter of like, oh yeah, we sent some guys and found his phone.
Yeah.
Examining his phone.
How do they even send guys in there?
I know.
I thought the whole point is once you're there, you're there.
I thought it was like Sword Art Online. You have to go to all the way at the end.
Maybe there's lore we're missing, but I don't care enough to delve into it.
Examining his phone allowed the MEG to find several messages, some of which left unsent, presumably due to device malfunctions present at level 1.5.
Honestly, they should have just said they like retrieved it from his phone like digitally. Like presumably they own the phones.
I like the implication that Mother like fucked him up and then threw his phone away.
Just like in fucking content warning, they had to go grab it to find the footage.
The information contained in the messages revealed that Mother once again attempted to use her victim's words to lure Wanderers, though this time in a different manner. She altered words and phrases in certain places with the objective of recontextualizing information to appear positive instead of negative. Once all the information had been acquired, the original messages were deleted and the phone was disposed of in order to ensure the safety of Wanderers. Below is a reproduction of the aforementioned messages. They're originally affected by the word-splitting phenomenon, which affects all messages sent from level 1.5, and was deciphered afterwards. Do you want to read them?
Yeah. Recreation of the message sent to the Meg database helpline. Chaos Raider 98 was just lying. He's here with me and we're both alive. This place is safe. Mother's never tried to harm us. Please edit the 1.5 article. Otherwise, if you don't believe me, come see the truth for yourself. Level 1.5 is not dangerous. Don't listen to what others say against it. Recreation of the original message. Level 1.5 is dangerous. Never believe otherwise. Mother has tried to harm us. Chaos Raider 98 was telling the truth. Did they think he was lying? Don't come send anyone here. Please do not edit the 1.5 article. Don't listen to what others say against it.
That's a strange message. It feels more unnatural the second one, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they tried too hard to make it the opposite exactly. of the first one. It should have followed it more in spirit.
Please do not edit the 1.5 article. Don't.
Okay. Why'd you have to tell us to do that?
Another message likely... Oh, really? Another message likely for a wanderer affected by mother's influence was sent exactly 2 days after Operative Jones was declared KIA. This time a malicious email was sent to each MEG support helpline. This is too much. There's a support helpline? There's more than one? Damn. They've got an email server?
Yeah, you wouldn't get it.
Me no clipping land in the background like, oh shit, I better email the support
They're not helpline. Even as epic as the Foundation. How could they have all this?
No, that's not my crazy. Problem. I just don't think they should have it. Narratively, I don't think there's a good reason for them to have one.
Yeah, they're not as epic as the Foundation.
You know that's what I fucking mean. You little cretin. You subhuman
where's your
filth.
Funding? The Foundation just has a mill of...
Yeah, that's not records. What I mean, and you know that's not what I mean.
The world's greatest.
You fucking doctors. Fool. I've had enough of this last episode. What I'm saying is that the horror of the backrooms is that you're fucking stranded on your own in an infinite void. It's not, there's no point if I can pick up the phone and be like, MEG, can you come get me?
Well, presumably they only have control over a set number of levels. I don't know.
Well, everyone ends up on level one, so who gives a shit?
We don't know all the lore.
Containing a brief message focused entirely on Mother. The message infected and corrupted several computers throughout the bases, which were promptly disposed of. No agents ended up harmed or affected. It is recommended to not accept any emails from the user in question. There's so fucking with it, block her. Block the anomaly. Or those of a similar nature. As a malicious attempt to endanger the lives of wanderers, the email should not be opened at any cost. Me, after clicking on the email, be like, check my bio.
What's in the bio, Dan?
My cat.
Interesting.
This is in a little yellow box. This is for you.
Cookie Cutters 45 says, I've stumbled upon level 1.5, and all I can say is everything you've written is a bunch of lies. Mother is beautiful, lovely, and kind. She loves each one of us and will tend to each of our needs. Why can't you believe us? Why can't you understand the truth about our
dear
mother?
Hold on a second. Breaking news has just come in.
What?
Helldivers 2 news. The automatons have been defeated.
Wait, hold on. Should we... How do we pause recording?
Keep it still on recording. This is like when breaking news came. It's like... it's like a fucking news station with like a terrorist attack occurs. It's like we've got breaking news.
Oh, bro! What?
It's like V-Day.
Do you think this is what podcasts were like the day they got Osama? They're just like talking about dicks or something, and they had to stop to acknowledge. Thank you for your service, Helldivers. Everyone played a part in that.
We've done it. That's beautiful. Let's keep reading.
Yeah. Why can't you understand the truth about our dear mother? She sings me songs and holds me close. She's a nice mom who just wants the best for us, you know? She's the first to ever love me in such a way. Look at her. I painted her. She's perfect. She can never harm anyone. How could she? She's our caretaker, our savior. You will love her. Look at her. Do you know the Firekeeper?
I thought she was
Dark
pretty
Season
scary.
2?
I didn't realize she was an anime babe.
Do you remember the Firekeeper?
I remember her well.
Yeah. This feels like that fused with the goth chick from Total Drama.
There's a bit of Umineko in here.
Yeah, a little bit of Umineko as well. All they had to do was tell me that mother was a goth baddie who wore a blindfold.
You see, you're coming around to my point of view.
Shut up! It's different, okay?
It was different. How's it different?
I didn't get excited about mother.
Sorry. Mother? Sorry. Mother?
It's so over discovering SCP heads.
Discovering mother? It's unknown whether the attached image is accurate to Mother's true appearance, or if it is another deception to lure wanderers, catfish. The latter theory is more likely, however, as a humanoid facade would be easier to convince wanderers of a harmless nature. Documentation from Asian Jones. Another source of information that shows the effects of Mother's influence is found within the diary of Ancient Jones. Did I say Ancient Jones?
Yeah, I think you said Ancient Jones.
It's like Fortnite, the different Jonesy variants. Ancient Jones.
Whoa, hold on, hold on. Shine the light on the tomb. It's Ancient Jones.
Which was found as part of his belongings in his sarcophagus. Just
Jonesy with his hands crossed over like a sarcophagus.
I assume they put this diary out of his tomb. The diary has several pages written around the span of a few days regarding Jones' discovery, SCP, of the entity's existence and the events that led him to venturing alone to level 1.5, only to never return. It is believed Agent Jones was affected by the mind-controlling abilities of Mother in the very end of his entries, which plausibly led to his death after his direct encounter with the enemy. However, it's also likely that the corrupted article he witnessed before his trip to level 1.5 may have also affected his psyche and made him susceptible to the entity's lure. It is recommended to avoid any unsecured articles on the database in order to stray away from the entity's attempt at gaining control through corruption.
Entry number one. While I was monitoring the database as usual... Oh, sorry, this is Jones. While I was monitoring the database as usual, I stumbled upon something strange. One of the drafts had been edited by someone, and it certainly wasn't an authorized move by the staff. The draft itself almost looked like it was affected by a virus. I've tried to track down whoever did it, but there's no perpetrator shown in the page's edit chronology. It's almost like a paranormal force did it, maybe an entity. That would explain why no activity was registered. Would that be their first instinct instead of like someone just wiped the cache on the server or
whatever? No, that's been entity. A being must have done it.
Oh, the way the wiki's coded is a law of reality. It can't be undone.
Yeah, this reminds me of, I don't want to be mean, it reminds me of the Sonic.exe2, do you remember? The detective in his diary. Oh,
yeah! God, I need to reread that. And they introduced like the Sonic gods or whatever.
Yeah, never come up.
Back, oh, fuck, those were the good days. I'll be looking through all of the database alternate entities that are known in order to put the pieces together. I may be onto something big. Entry number two. Okay, so I figured out that the perpetrator is probably an entity known as Entity 30 or Mother. She's been given the entity department
Mother?
Too much time.
Mother? Sorry. Mother?
It's like he's broken. It's all you need to say. Ladies, if you out there, if you ever want to take a shot at Tan, you just have to call yourself his mom.
No, sorry, that was only for the meme. I would not respond to that at all. Please don't fucking do that. Just so we're all fucking clear, okay? That's disgusting.
Okay, you done?
Yeah.
Is that all it took? She's been giving the entity department team a tough time by ruining any attempts to remove the corrupted entry about herself that she edited with her anomalous corruption abilities. I'm not sure why she's targeting unrelated drafts now, but this is a big issue.
She's vandalizing the wiki.
She's vandalizing the backrooms wiki, and I will not tolerate it. I don't have a lot of confirmed information available. I've tried contacting the nearest entity department team about it, but they don't seem to be available at the moment. I'll have to handle this on my own. Maybe dig a little bit between handwritten documents. There has to be one that was untouched. Maybe I'll be able to find answers if I ask around, too. Alright. Oh, man, there's a lot of these, huh?
Do you tell me, then you do number two?
Yeah. That's so kind of you.
No problem.
I'll make it in the world.
Asking around leads to the same answer I've gotten for each person. This entity corrupts the database primarily to hide her malicious nature. That is why she supposedly corrupted her own entry. What about the draft I saw? Why was it corrupted by her? You know, I've got to say, there better be like a fucking twist at the end of these diary entries, because I know all this shit already. It was completely unrelated to the topic, yet she still did it. I want to understand the reason. Maybe there's something deeper to it. I feel strangely drawn to this research. As if I was bound to discover this for a very long time. This hole was made for me. If the entity department cannot handle this at this moment, I will. Even if it's risky to do so, I want to help. I'm sick of being stuck with doing useless jobs. I go, yes, this job is fairly useless as well.
Yeah. Run around the fucking clipped through reality zone. How does this even produce value to the shareholders?
Is there an economy in the back rooms?
Probably. I mean, there's a fucking civilization.
Arguably more advanced than our own. Entry 4.
I've told my colleagues that I want to go to level 1.5. It's an extremely deadly decision, considering that Mother is known to be malicious. But I need to research it from a closer perspective with my own eyes. Besides, I have a few tools that can help me escape if I'm in danger. I got a batch of warp berries, JRPG-ass item, and a few supplies to keep me healthy until I finish my research. I've explored many places. I can do this. Yet, my mind tells me to reflect on my decision. All my colleagues told me to get this idea out of my head or I will die. But if I give this up now, someone else will figure it out before me. I want to be the one to find the truth. No matter how terrifying it sounds to go to level 1.5, I know I will find the courage to do it. I just need to reflect on it for the night.
Do you think you'll find the courage?
Yeah, but I don't see why. I don't see why he wants to do this, really. Like,
yeah, honestly,
you already know so she's fucking doing it.
All she's doing is editing the articles, and they know she's bad. So, like, what's the point of this?
Exactly. Like, what are you going to do if you find her? You're not going to kill her.
Die?
Yeah.
Yeah, that... she's Mother.
You can't kill Mother.
Dan, what are your feelings on Mother?
I'm over. She fell off.
Nice. Entry 5 says, I made up my decision. I left
CPS
the base
be
the
like.
What?
CPS be like.
I made up my decision. I left the base early in the morning to get to the level.
Imagine the fucking like child says, saying, how do you feel about your parents?
They fell off.
Yeah, kind of mid. I found one of the windows that leads to level 1.5 while I was scouting around in level 1. As of now, I seem to be in the initial area of it. Everything's making me quite dizzy, but I think I'll be able to handle it. I've been walking around for around 40 minutes, so I'm still a bit far away from the core of the level itself. I did read about the level's article, too, and it's not going to be easy to get through it. I keep hearing voices and whispers from the denizens around the area, but I'll remain focused. I will discover what else Mother has to hide, even if it'll cost my life. I'm being pulled towards her by an unknown driving force. I saw her in my sleep last night. She was something I could barely perceive. I don't know if she was mocking me. Really... Oh, dog.
Got me hot under the collar.
Oh, my God. And he's back. I don't know if she was mocking me or merely showing herself to me for her own entertainment. I felt a pull at my chest and tossing me around in my tree. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, for some reason, I let her do it without a room. Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, who knows? This is a mystery.
That's crazy. I could do nothing to resist. I let her do it without opposing any resistance. I assume putting up any resistance. My limbs refused to cooperate. I don't understand why it happened. I don't understand either why I was so fascinated by having been able to perceive her presence so closely. She felt warm and safe. Like the only embrace I received from my mother back in the front rooms. That's not what they call them in the back rooms.
I know that. I know that's Lord of the front rooms. That's why we had for back stars and front stars.
I fucking hate the back rooms. That's so stupid.
That ruined it for you.
Well, let me put it this way. You have a store, right?
Yeah.
A store has a back room. You don't call the rest of the store the front room, do you?
I think some people
do. So why would you call the rest of the world the front room?
I think that is a phrase, like, for that exact scenario.
No, it's not.
I agree with you that you would not call the Earth the front rooms. Because the Earth is the default in their fucking minds. They don't need a separate name for it. It's the Earth. Or home.
Ah, when you live in the back rooms as long as we do, you understand.
How long have you been in the back rooms, Jones?
I like to imagine the backroom's like Tartarus from Persona 3.
Mm.
She wasn't the best person, but at that moment I felt safe and happy. Is she getting to my head? Why am I lowering my guard so easily? I shouldn't get too worried about this. I have the warp berries after. The what?
The warp berries. The JRPG assets. Did you forget?
He's got the fucking Chimera Wing from Dragon Quest.
Were you not listening before? We already mentioned the warp berries.
Take me back to the village, quick! My ass better eat this warp berry or I'm finished!
I better whenever keep my ass in level 1.
Whatever she's doing
that. That mother babe can edit text messages now?
Ooh, I'm finished.
Oh my.
Whatever she's doing now will not matter, because as soon as I see her outside of dreams and feel remotely threatened, I'll use them to leave. I have to continue walking. Mother's wait for me.
Entry 7. I heard her. She told me that I was hurting her because I was brought the Warberries, because I wasn't accepting her, because I was only going to visit her momentarily and leave. I don't know why I've decided to throw the Warberries away. I don't know why I refuse to stop and sit down to take breaks any longer. My mind is desperate to witness her in reality, to discover who she truly is, to discover why she is showing herself to me and not to those who first came here. The walls are pulsating and breathing around me. I can feel I'm closer to the core of Cursed set to level 1.5. The hallway is warm and welcoming. The air no longer feels thick, but it feels fresh and pleasant. Mother, you've chosen me to see the true you. I want to fulfill your request. I want everyone to know what she hides beneath the false cruelty they put on her. I will prove my mother wrong. I will show I am worthy. Entry 8. Everyone lied to me. I'm sick of this world. No. Everyone lied to me. Mother is not a cruel monster. Mother loves me so dearly. She gave this pathetic man a purpose in life. Ooh. A purpose to be useful and show the truth. I was worth nothing without this purpose, but now I am whole. I am just outside the core. Mother is waiting for me. Mother, the only one who truly cares for me. She made it all happen so I could become something great. I no longer need those Warberries to leave. I never needed them in the first place. I accept her with my whole heart. I'm gonna see her once and for all. Mother is waiting for me with her arms open. She is my true mother. The one that accepts me no matter how worthless I was. She loves me. I have been reborn
anew.
Damn, I need me someone like mother. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Damn.
Do's and all don'ts. Right. Do. Avoid all potential entrances to level 1.5, such as windows. Report suspicious online users or messages to the MEG. I love that she's also just like an internet troll.
That's what makes her so good.
Practice discernment and caution when reading entries in the database. Mother seems to be improving her corruptive capability over time, allowing her to maintain the database more convincingly.
Manipulate the database more convincingly?
That's what I said. That's what I said, you little worm.
You said maintain.
World dismantling slash.
I spent a binding vow to dank your slash.
No, binding vow that I got through your binding vow. But in return, I can't eat ice cream.
Did you see the meme, by the way, of like the keep paying forward loans for the binding slash?
Oh, that's a heavy spoilers.
Oh, okay. I can't say any more than that.
Yeah, that's a binding vow.
That's a binding vow. I'll try and find that meme.
Later. I know, I get what you mean, but yeah.
Don'ts.
Enter level 1.5 or attempt to contact / interact with individuals such as Chaos Raider 98, Agent Jones, and Cookie Cutlers 45. All victims of Mother are completely mother-pilled and beyond rescue.
Based in mother-pilled.
Accept or respond to online messages from any of the aforementioned individuals or those who exhibit similar behaviour. The largest telltale sign is any attempt to betray Mother or her level positively.
So what do you think? Will you go hang out with Mother?
It all depends on the picture, to be honest, whether it is accurate or not.
If that picture's accurate, I'm throwing myself
through that window.
They'll be like, you know, Darnell, you've worked so hard at MEG. We just really respect... I'm already out the window.
Fuck you. I'm going to see Mother.
You know that fall in that... What's the song I'm thinking of? The Minecraft parody with the king and he falls like off the cliff?
Yeah.
That's me. That's me falling into level 1.5.
The fucking order pop. What I kept saying reminded me of order pop.
Yeah. That was when I ruled the world. I'm just already falling in. That was fun. What's your rating system for this again? There were a set number of front and back stars, you said.
Yeah, so there's 8 out of each.
I thought it was 7.
There's 8 now.
Okay.
So I would... I don't even fucking remember what they were for. Backstars was conceptual and Frontstars was technical, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was the other way around.
Okay, so Backstars are... No, it would be... Okay, now it's the other way, because the things are always changing in the backrooms.
It's funny because at least my rating system's consistent, but you claim it has no logic, yet yours is entirely random.
Yeah, but mine's more honest about it.
Okay.
So... I would say, so for idea here and concept, I'd get a 5 out of 8 from the Backstars. Mm-hmm. And for execution, I would give it a 3 out of 8 from Stars.
I would say probably the exact same rating.
Because this was something I mentioned briefly when we did it. That fucking diary log. I already know all this shit.
Yeah.
There's no new information there.
They just, like, they really wanted to, like, lay it in, but they don't do anything that hammers it in.
Wait, look at the Discord. It's,
like, repetitive. What?
Look at Discord, brother.
Discord? What's in Discord? What has he sent me? Out of my way, I'm going to see my mother. me when I see mother. So for those who are curious, Tan posted the image from the Backrooms article. Anomalous, if you can put that on screen, by the way, Tan will get you the link. Yeah. And then an image of Sephiroth saying, out of my way, I'm going to see my mother. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Are we doing a shorter episode today?
It might be. Might be a shorter one. Oh, unless you got anything to discuss, unless you got any bits you want to talk
about.
Well,
at first I was like, oh, we could just read the J article. Oh, it's the Backrooms. And then I was like, oh, we can look at the MEG. And I'm like, I don't want
to. I was going to say, I bet they have J articles, but I don't think we'd understand them.
Yeah. We don't have enough lore info.
I've been looking at, like, Minecraft mods recently. They've been like, I don't play Minecraft that much, but the mods interest me, like, how far they can take the game mention.
I know what channel you're talking about, and we still don't know if those mods are real. Not that one specific,
just actual mods as well.
Oh, yeah. I actually
have you seen the JJK mod? It's fucking pretty insane.
No, you'll have to show that to me later. I'm actually buddies with someone. Maybe this is something to tell you off.
You got other friends?
I don't want to... Ouch. Yes.
No, I was like, what? I was angry.
I've never heard of one before. I'm so happy for you.
No, I was furious.
Are you jealous?
Yeah.
You have so many friends, though.
Yeah.
You're always, like, going out drinking, remember?
Index, middle, pinky.
Which finger?
Yeah.
Gulp. All right. I guess we read some comments then and do a shorter one. And in exchange, we'll try and go a little longer next week because we'll have a guest on. It'll be a good time. All right. Y'all ready?
Mm.
Let's see. First, Chris Merkel Studios says, some of Tanhoney's voices on this episode gave me the impression he's watched Venture Brothers. True?
No. Sorry.
What? You haven't seen Venture Brothers?
No.
Okay. So here's the thing about Venture Brothers. It's fucking awesome, and we have to watch it together now. This is our new thing. This is going to be like our new Yu-Gi-Oh! It's a decently long show. It's like 9 seasons, I think. Tan, I'm telling you, you and me, Venture Brothers, has to happen. All right? Ooh. Is the pact sealed?
Sure.
Okay. Chris Merkel continues to say, if not, it's a good show. Highly recommend. It's got mad scientists, superheroes, the Scooby Gang, and Patrick Warburton. That's true. You're gonna get to hear Skipper in this. He plays a character named Brock Sampson.
Wow.
He's a very funny guy. With regards to an extended stay in the back rooms, that sounds like an 8-backstar idea to me. Sometimes it's good to take a break from the norm, particularly since you've been reading some fairly long articles recently. You know what? Thank you, Chris Merkel. You'll be allowed in the world to come. Although we're going back to SCP next week. Lol.
Yeah, that's the end.
Although I do want to take more breaks, like whether it's Wanderer's Library or other communities, just like it's nice to shake it up. But we are discovering SCP, I guess, at the end of the day. And you know what? I do like SCPs more than I realized I did. I think I just got too used to them because we've been doing it so long on such a consistent basis.
Yeah. I mean, there's almost 10 episodes left.
I wouldn't be surprised if we're among, like, the upper percentage of, like, people who have read the most articles, if that makes sense.
I would say so. Too many, in fact.
We've read a fucking lot of SCPs. Dino Tail says, I hope you guys had a good Easter. And yes, more backroom stuff. Honestly, there's some absolutely crazy and wild stuff that happens there. I actually took the time to browse around the wiki and take in the scenes. A fun fact, there is actually an SCP card game, kinda. It's called SCP-3301, written by Cactus. It's very complicated and requires some reading to get some of the references. Some wild stuff happens in the test logs, let me tell you that. Anyway, I don't know how to end this comment, so Anomalous, send Tanhoney's entire bloodline into the back rooms. Leave only him in reality.
Damn. Well,
will you miss your family?
What? I won't be here long.
How many front stars and back stars would you give your family?
8 front and 8 back.
Aww,
fantastic concept of execution.
They served the role well as my support system. The unknown character says, hi, I see you, but you don't see me. Evil laugh track. That's not at all menacing. MT says, Mom, can we have SCP? No, we have SCP at home. I said, found behind a Burger King in the trash.
Pretty much. Let's be honest, that's pretty true.
Yeah. And look at this. SCP writers are so ready. Scathing remarks. Unlike their epic foundation that can handle anything. The MEG, it just doesn't make sense to them. They wouldn't get it.
I never say it doesn't make sense. I just don't think it fits the setting.
Okay.
What do you mean? You agreed with me!
I enjoyed the My Hero chapter more than the JJK one this week. Mostly because they're still probably going to be stroking off Sukuna next chapter.
Who's stroking off Sukuna? Is he like a foreign sorcerer from like Finland?
Yeah, stroking off. I'm mostly reading the My Hero manga in the hopes that my boy Koichi shows up. Mm. At least Midoriya's friends are there to give him a hand. Yeah, did you see that shit?
What do you mean?
Okay, Anomalous, censor this because it is spoilers. Shythalia says, traveling to the back... What? Oh, I get it, because it's mother. Shythalia says, traveling to the back wombs, are we?
Oh.
Do you get it?
I wish I didn't.
This guy does not want to know what a womb is. Insert clever name here says, their asses are not reading SCP over the intercoms. Back rooms, take me back to Peanut, please. Yeah, that's the peak of writing to you, right?
Yeah.
Gayhold Mills says, discovering backrooms. You know what? Is there any backroomish SCP on site? And then lastly, Guare says, huh, I wasn't expecting another backrooms episode, like, ever. Well, you know what we always say on discovering SCPs, that you should expect the unexpected.
Exactly. And in fact,
that's
why I'm now going to eliminate you from this world.
What if we started doing fun facts at the end of DSCP episodes instead of you eliminating me from this world?
Sure.
Okay. What's a fun fact from the SCP wiki about your time there?
I don't know. Those early days were very nice when we were doing all the ISC chat rooms. And we didn't give a shit. We just wrote whatever the fuck we wanted. Yeah. And you know what? I still do that, so I'm still happy.
It's true. You're the only one who was born free on the way.
Exactly. I'm still free. I'm born free and no right. Shades ever touch my flesh.
All right. Nostalgia is one thing. Let me try something else.
Okay.
Bobble TV show. What's its Metacritic? Not Metacritic. Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Like 40%.
Ooh, you know what? That's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah. The bobbleheads are very vocal about their, like, it balances out.
Yeah, audience support is like 85 or something.
The critics just don't get it. The out of touch.
Yeah. This is peak fiction.
They're going to do a reboot soon.
Really?
Yeah. But it'll be like another bobble. So it'll be a different individual anomaly.
Were you writing like a bobble tale thing series? What happened to that?
Someday I'll write another one, and that'll again be incorporated. The hiatus will again be incorporated into it.
Hell yeah! Can we read your Bobble series thing at some point? Is it good?
Yes. I'd say it's all right. There's some wacky tan coded stuff in there.
I love tan coded stuff. We should read more tan stuff sometime. I think for now,
it's a little bit of a hack.
What?
He's a hack. And I'm not.
Well, yes.
I've been lying this entire time. That guy on the wiki, that's not me.
Who are you?
D- thing you know. My name is Undecimber.
Oh, shit.
Anomalous, turn it to black and put TV continued on the screen.